16 years after sending troops to Afghanistan, U.S. strategy in that nation is undergoing another dramatic shift. The plan is known as R4S, which is short for Regionalize, Realign, Reinforce, Reconcile, and Sustain. This change comes at a time when a number of senators, including Arizona's John McCain, hit Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff for not working more closely with the Senate on U.S. direction in Afghanistan. To learn more, I'm joined by Kathy Whitehead via Skype. She is in Afghanistan as head of online for Tolo News. Kathy, what kind of impact could this strategic shift have on military progress in Afghanistan and on the lives of Afghans?
Well, I think, Steve, from, going back to the end of 2014, when there was a, the drawback of troops in Afghanistan, since then, there has been a phenomenal increase in Taliban activity in the country. So the Taliban have gained a lot of territory in that time because, according to the bilateral security agreement that was signed between Afghanistan and the US towards the end of 2014, the Afghan military took over as being, as responsible for their own security and their safety. And the Taliban has used this to their benefit. So what has happened is that as it stands right now, in the 2 years, they've gained a vast amount of territory in the country. Government apparently only has control over 53% of territory, while the Taliban has control of 35% of the territory. And this has been, cause of great concern. There's also the emergence of ISIS in the country within the last year and a half, 2 years. And I think this is what has led to this new war strategy. Now, from an Afghan point of view, the people have welcomed the new strategy. It's been very well received, but there are concerns, and the concerns lie in the fact that, any ramped up military activity is going to have a cost on human lives. There's going to be civilian casualties, and already what we are seeing is a huge increase in airstrikes in the country.
Is there a feeling that the U.S. plan is something that the Afghan people are behind, or are they sort of tired of being occupied at this point?
For the most part, the Afghans, certainly in the cities, they are behind this plan. They welcome this plan. They support this plan. Of course, there are elements within certain circles, including certain political circles, that are opposed to the plan and they feel that it's an occupation. But generally speaking, the average Afghan actually wants stability, they want security, and they don't actually want the US or NATO to withdraw from the country. It's not only from a military point of view, but it's also from an economic point of view, because with troops in the country, there are logistics that are needed around the troops. There are jobs for people. It does create jobs, and it does help boost a very wobbly economy.
Kathy, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has talked about how this new strategy is helping organize Afghan troops and helping them work better in sync with what U.S. troops are doing. Is there evidence to suggest that that is actually occurring? Is there more efficiency? Are there fewer desertions, frankly, by Afghan troops?
There's definitely more efficiency. The Afghan troops are better equipped. They have been trained for the past 2.5 years. It's been a train, advise, and assist mission opposed to a combat mission. So the U.S. troops and NATO troops that have been in the country have been in an advisory and training capacity, and they're the ones that have actually been they've been training these troops. They've been equipping these troops. So there's definitely been an improvement in that respect. But under the new war strategy, there will be a slight difference in terms of assistance, where troops coming in will also now be working with the lower ranking soldiers. They'll be working on a battalion level and a divisional level, and they'll actually be going out with troops. And they will have the authority to also open fire where necessary. not going out on their own, but in an, you know, assisting the Afghan troops. So this will continue to benefit the Afghan army and the Afghan security forces across the board, because as I'm sure you know, it's, we also have the police force. It's not a, they don't deal necessarily with rule of law. They're actually soldiers. They're fighting alongside the army. What NATO and what US troops bring to the party is critical to building up an army that can eventually be self-sustainable and can actually take care of itself.
Could you describe for me what the quality of life is like in Afghanistan in terms of the perception of things there, perception of people who have lived there for most, if not all, of their lives?
Yes, Steve. Obviously, I mean, the average Afghan, certainly the ones that I speak to, I come into contact with, that I work with all the time, they only know war. They were born into war, and they have lived through war, because this war has been going on for 40 years. It's just been under a different name. You know, there was a Soviet invasion, then there was a civil war, then the Taliban took control. You know, then the 2001, the U.S. forces came in. Taliban has been fighting the Afghan government. So Afghans, in general, only know war. And their standard of living and their quality of life is extremely poor. The services are almost non-existent from a Western point of view. Basic services that we would take for granted are not in this country. Education, the standard of education is very poor. The living conditions are extremely poor. 90% of the people live in very basic mud houses. There is no piped water. Even in Kabul city, there's no piped water. There is no sewage system. Even in the capital, electricity is intermittent. Then you also have the security issues here that the average man in the street faces every day.
Kathy Whitehead is head of online for Tolo News in Afghanistan, and she joined us from Afghanistan. Kathy, thanks again very much.
You're most welcome, Steve. Thank you.